This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Image is so important, isn't it? There's this new report that's coming out that says kids under the age of 15, when they're asked what they want to be, they've responded social media superstar.
So that's what they actually say. Kids, so you don't say you want to be a fireman anymore?
No, you don't say you're going to be a fireman or a policeman or a doctor.
What did you want to be when you were little?
I wanted to be an electrician.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually...
Oh, that'd be so cute seeing you trying to reach the fuse box.
It was so cute.
You'd have to carry a little box around.
It was really cute until I stuck a knife in the PowerPoint one day. Oh. But that's not why I had
to. Did your mother encourage you to do that?
No, she didn't. According to this study that on 1,000 children aged 6 to 17, more than three quarters say they would consider a career in things like YouTube and vlogging. What's vlogging?
I think it's a video log.
Oh.
So you're doing a video diary.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm older than you and you're asking me all these hip and things. You're so old.
With one in five also saying they want to start their own YouTube channel.
Look, is it crazy? If you want to be famous, how did the Kardashian do it? Sneak out a sex tape. I mean, I thought about doing it for me and Wayne. I looked at it and went, oh, God, no one wants to see that shit. Yes, I deleted that very quickly. But I thought that's a good way to kind of get a little bit of fame.
I was going to ask you, if you were going to start your own YouTube channel, what would it be?
Porn. Yeah.
Physically, remember this song when it came out?
I loved it.
You and I were probably in school when it came out.
Well, okay. Yeah, I was at school. Yeah. I can remember. Yeah.
So you want to get fit this year, don't you?
Well, I'm turning 50 and I've decided. So, you know... 2 years I paid for the gym, so I've killed that membership and I've never been.
So you've never been. Two years. Have you calculated how much you've paid?
Don't, please don't. Wayne's done that a few times. I refuse to listen. And I'm not giving up drinking. I'm not giving up smoking. I'm not exercising. But I would like someone to tell me how I can get fit by 50.
How can Tom get fit by 50 without giving up any of those things?
I like this one here. Tanya from Mill Park said, make everyone else fatter, so I'm going to look better. I think that's true.
That's a good one.
We also got very similar things here from Carlene in South Morang. I didn't even know there was a real place in South Morang. I mean, I thought it was a place where you sent, like, the dog went. You know, when the dog went to South Morang and it's never coming back. That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? Woo, what happened out there? Oh, we got little Jason who's going on about exercise. Listen, I get lots of exercise. I masturbate daily with my right arm. I mean, look at the biceps
is
compared
that why
to
your
that.
Your bicep is bigger on one arm.
I tried to go left-handed, but it spins me out. I get out of rhythm and then it throws me out. And it's just, ugh. So we've got lots of messages still coming in. I've got Tracy here from Eltham and she's a nurse, she says, so I have to trust her. It's been proven that sexual activity is the best form of exercise. That's fine. But I'm lazy. I just lay there. I don't do anything.
Tonight, a record number of Melburnians are going to spend the night in the cold on the concrete floor of the MCG with only the comfort of a cardboard box.
Where?
MCG.
What's that place?
In a public show of support for young people experiencing homelessness in Victoria. And Vicky Sutton, CEO of Melbourne City Mission, joins us on the line. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Warren.
Vicky, ABS figures show us that there's been an 11% increase in the number of homeless in Victoria. I think your figures quote almost 25,000. That was in the 2016 census alone. What's the main cause of this increase?
Yeah, look, it has been a huge increase in homelessness, but actually more shocking, two out of every five young Victorians under the age of 25 are experiencing homelessness. And our event tonight is specifically focused around ending youth homelessness.
That sounds fantastic. Now, are the homeless invited tonight along? Do they come along and sleep with everybody?
No, this is more about a show of support with the community. So we do have young people who have experienced homelessness at the event tonight. They'll be there. There's 1,500 sleepers. They'll actually be there to talk about their experience, what led to them becoming homeless. And there'll be youth workers there as well to talk about what some of the solutions are that we have to help young people back into a magnificent, ordinary life with a safe and stable home.
Vicky, is the homelessness, is it a temporary phase for these young people?
Absolutely. Our expectation as Melbourne City Mission is that a young person can absolutely get their life back on track. There are many reasons that people find themselves homeless, particularly young people. No one chooses it. So we work with them through a safe environment, through our front yard service, to find out what the causes are for them and to get their life back on track.
Sleep at the G, you're calling it. It's on tonight. How many people are you expecting there?
It's a record number. It's 1,500 corporate teams and members of the community coming along to show their support. And we've been running this now. This is our 6th year, and this is the most people that we have experienced in an event. I think it shows the level of community concern about the rising levels of homelessness that you talked about and people's desire to help.
That sounds great. So you've got, you said 10 years you've been doing that. Have you had any hookups? I mean, we all know sleeping out in the cold, you know, body warmth is the best way to stay warm.
Well, look, it's a really interesting experience to be with 1,500 people in PJs, in onesies and all manner of attire on the evening. But personally, no, I haven't seen or witnessed any hookup. It's pretty cold.
What about snoring?
Snoring, definitely an issue. Snoring is an issue. But the great thing about the MCG is there is a lot of space, so you can find your own space and perhaps avoid the snoring, but maybe not the chilly wind.
Yeah. And will there be a bar there tonight? Because I would like to come.
Well, I'd like you to come. There's no bar, though, no alcohol at the event. You can't bring alcohol in, but there is food. We will give you soup and a drink, and there will be entertainment. There's roving musicians. There's stalls with young people talking about the drivers, the things to see. All the money raised from tonight goes to Melbourne City Mission expanding our front yard youth service. And in particular, we're building a brand new crisis accommodation in the heart of the city. Very exciting. So there'll be a big stall to learn about that. There's plenty of entertainment, there's plenty of music, plenty of education. Great feeling, no alcohol.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And you guys at Sydney, at the Melbourne City Mission, you do such a good job. And
thank you.
It's fantastic, and it's something that we all need to do with the community. I mean, homelessness, I know myself, being a single parent, we are all only a paycheck away from being homeless.
Exactly.
It can happen to anybody at any time. It has nothing to do with you're lazy or... I know myself, raising children, yes. We're all one packet away from being homeless.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I've got a 16-year-old myself, and, we all know that, having a safe and loving home is critical when you're so young, and young people need that security. And so many young people don't have that for various reasons, and it's never by choice, and it's never because they deserve that. So it is rising, and there are multiple ways that we as a community can resolve that, right from the systemic level with what we expect federal and state governments to do, but as individuals we can get in and make a difference as well. And I think that's the amazing thing about tonight is that 1,500 people are coming along to make a difference and to show their care.
So, Vicky, let's get some more people. If we want to participate, what do we need to do?
Yeah, terrific. Well, it's not too late. Your listeners can head on to our website, sleepatthegee.com.au. They can register and come along to the event tonight. They can donate to support sleepers and to support Melbourne City Mission to build that new service at our front yard service in the city.
Vicky Sutton, CEO of Melbourne City Mission, Sleep at the G tonight from 7 p.m. Thanks for joining us on Joy.
Have fun.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Warren. Bye.
If you want more information, it's sleepatthegee.com.au.
Hang on. What has Andy got over there? He's got a pamphlet.
What's on it?
Oh, dear. It's about making your penis grow bigger. I hate reading, Warren. You read
What's it say? Viagra may one day be a thing of the past. A scientist in Denmark claimed to have developed a treatment that can not only cure men of erectile dysfunction, also make it bigger.
What, well, the pee-pee?
Yeah, rather than having to pop a pill, his writing's really, really bad. Rather than having to pop a pill every time they want to get it up, the new therapy could mean that after a single injection, men with penis problems are cured for life. Does that mean you have an erection for life?
Well, Andy, I see that we took that pamphlet off you, and we do know that your inadequateness is quite common around here, you know? Have you had it done? Does it work after one shot?
He's not saying anything. So being developed by the Danish Centre for Regenerative Medicine, the treatment involves injecting stem cells into the base of the penis. And there is a serious side to this, actually. The researchers claim that it not only restores function for men who struggle to get an erection, but could also potentially make it bigger by increasing blood flow.
Listen, if you're struggling to get it up, the person you're with is ugly. I mean, just trade them in number one. That usually helps, doesn't it?
Yeah. That might be treatment number one. But it's really good because the treatment has actually been created for men who've had to undergo surgery for prostate cancer.
Oh.
So this injection is meant to cure any, you know, functional issues you have. But the side effect is that it actually increases the size.
Do you know, the doctor says I'm not allowed to come back anymore to ask for my prostate to be checked. He said, like, once a year is enough. I can't come back every second day. I mean, it's on Medicare. And I'm thinking, well, I'm tired. I need a little bit.
Because when you get to our age, you've got to have it checked.
Yeah, and I think daily.
Do you eat lollies? You know,
Do I eat lollies?
You're a lolly man?
By the handful.
Well, apparently we're quite divided on how we eat them.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, there's a new survey, and it reveals our weird lolly-eating habits. And it found that snakes are the most controversial. 36% of us prefer to bite them. 34% prefer to stretch them. Are you a biter or a stretcher?
Well, I try not to use teeth because I've found that that's not very nice. But it depends. I suppose I'm a biter. Yeah, I have a bite.
One in four people admit to decapitating their jelly babies.
Oh, that's the best. I love doing that, taking the heads off and their feet. Is that what you do? And then I look at its belly and I squish it around. And
there's other rituals, including dipping and even splitting.
I eat them by the handful. Just shovel them in. Shovel.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.